Welcome to Shomach Shomach on the Daf Shir's Pantzul Lunishma Sambi Akushom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas or Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the story of Yehoinasan, who was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was a priest to Pesel Micho, to the Zohar called Pesel Micho. And the Gemara discusses why is he called Mishpachas Yehuda. And the Gemara discusses that he's a Levi. And how do we know that he was a Levi? Because Micha says, he was praising Hashem that he got him a priest who was a Levi. That's something which needs really a lot of beer. We talk about Avodah Zarah. Talk about here as a priest, someone who's a priest of Avodah Zarah. And he's saying, Baruch Hashem, to have a priest of Avodah Zarah. How do we understand this? And furthermore, which the main thing needs beer over here. How do you understand that Yonasan, who's the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a priest of Avodah Zarah? How is it even Shaykh? Now, just to mention that there is the Baal HaTurim, the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel brings it. There's a medrash that says that Yisroi met up with Moshe Rabbeinu, that the first child that he will have, he will be dedicated to Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to that. So Gershom was supposed to be someone who's dedicated for Avodah Zarah. This medrash needs a lot of beer. How can you understand such a thing? And what's shot that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to that such a thing? There's a lot of Torah on that. But the Mashmon says the argument does not agree with it, and this is the one who discusses it is the Beis Yehuda, the Rivan. The Chur, the Poshvah in our Gemara, the Gemara is trying to find a reason why Yehoinasan had a tendency to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, because he came from Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, what about Pinchas, also came from Yisrael? So Mashmon says the Gemara is because the reason he was dedicated to Avodah Zarah was because of the Mishpacha problem, and not because his father Gershom was Meshubot of the Zohar in the beginning when he was born. So we need to understand, at least Lapid, the Poshup Shah in the Gemara, how do we understand Yonasan's Pshat? How does he go and be a Koyma of the Zohar? And even though the Gemara is going to address it in the next staff, they did it for Parnasa, but still, needs Avon. So I want to share over here a Gevaldik and Nikudo that my Rebbe Ramos Shapir Zitzal said. Is one of the only things that were printed in Bechayav of Ramos Shapir. It's a shir that he gave. Someone wrote it, he went through it, and it was printed in a kovetz called Be'er Yitzchak Chela Gimel. Tira Moshe brings a Rashi in Sefer HaPardes, who says a Dvar Pelegodol, that the name Yud Kivavke, the way to read Yud Kivavke, is the beer of the name of Hashem, is in Aramaic. How can it be the name of Hashem is in Aramaic? So Moshe has a very, very long Arichus. And the main Nikudo that he comes out with is that in the name Yud Kivavke, name of Hashem, there's two pchinas. There's the Shem itself. That's called Tziruf Yartiyos. That's something which is very high. And then there's the way the Shem, the way the name is connected to us. Our human beings, our Amisol, is able to connect to this name. And the main Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, as brought down beginning in Parshat Vayero, Ushmi Hashem lo nerdati lahem. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I did not moidi Hashem to the Ovis. I mean, they knew the name. But that the way to relate to the name, that connection that Am Yisrael has to the name, wasn't given to the office yet. It was given to Am Yisrael in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the idea that's Aramaic. Aramaic is the way Am Yisrael speaks to Ribbono Shel Olam. We know, just to give an example to this, that in Tefillah, we have to be careful not to say Tefillah in Aramaic unless you're davening B'tzibur, because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. It's only a conversation, a words, and language that Am Yisrael can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly without Malachim in between. So Aramaic is unique to the inner conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And we're maach on this in a different place. But because Yud Kei Vavke, when we say the Yud Kei Vavke, the way you read it is based in Aramaic, what Rashi and Sefer HaPardes means to say, it's not talking about the actual shame, but how the shame relates to us, how Am Yisrael connect to the name. And with that, Rav Moshe goes on to explain that what is the idea of Pesel Micho? We know the Gemara says that when Am Yisrael went into Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, they took with them Pesel Micho. That's why the Yam wanted to come and drown them. Because Pesel Micho went into Yamsuf. How do we understand? You're going into Kriyas Yamsuf and you're taking a Avodah Zarah? So explains Rav Moshe, Pesel Micho, what the Nekuda Pesel Micho is. Pesel Micho believes in Hashem. It's not a Kfiro. There is a Yud Kei Vavke. They just don't believe that we're able to connect the name of Hashem directly. We need something, we need an intermediate to connect to the name in order for a human being to be connected to it. So Pesach Micha, although it's still Avodah Zarah, but it's not Avodah Zarah kfir b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe in Hashem. Just they feel they need to meet to connect to Hashem. They need to have that bypass, something in order to connect the name of Hashem. That explains our Gemara over here, that the Micha says, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving me the priest who is a Levi. Because he believes in Hashem. He just feels that he needs a way to connect Hashem this way. And with that, Rav Moshe goes on to explain the Gemara or the Zohar that says over there that in the Psukim of Michal, some of the names of Hashem are Kodesh, some are Chayil. He goes to explain what's the difference. But with this, we may come to explain what's going on with Yonason, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yonason, who saw his grandfather speaking Shechina Medabez V'Toch Goyinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the level of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no human being in the world who was able to get to that level. It's a full connection. It's something which is beyond anything that a person can comprehend. And there was no Navi that got to that level ever. So a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu Bedavka is the one who feels, okay, my grandfather is Shechem Tabez B'toch Koinoi. He could connect to Shem Avaya. But me, I'm a regular human being. How do I connect to Shem Avaya? And he could be persuaded to make the mistake of Pesel Michal. Dafka him more than any other person. Because he saw his grandfather, he feels the only way to connect to Hashem is Shechem B'Toch Goyinu. If I don't have that, so I need something else. How do I connect me to connect through, to be able to connect to Hashem, to be able to get to that level, something which is beyond us, and therefore he came to the mistake of Pesel Michal. Kach ef shaloymar. And this is the terrible mistake of Pesel Michal, because every Yid can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And just to conclude, this daf is learned on Yom Kippur. Kayadua B'divri Rabbeinu. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is that we're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest level. Beyond all the midos, the mizgali in the world, able to go to the what's called the Ratzon HaElyon, the highest place of connection, Shaykh. Every single Yid is able to connect to such a high level. That's mamish, the opposite of Micha's representing. Micha says, Hashem is so, it's the shame Hashem, we're not able to connect to it. We need some intermediate. Adarabba, we're able to connect not only to Shem Hashem, we're able to connect to the highest level of Gilu in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.